Greetings and welcome to this edition of Faith to Live By, my weekly podcast where I seek to help us explore current events from both a biblical and prophetic perspective. I'm the researcher, writer, producer, and host of this podcast in effort to be one of your most trusted truth advocates, and my name is Pam Christian. Before I begin, I want to make sure you know now is the time to get your name on the list as one interested in joining us on the ground tour in Greece called In the Footsteps of Paul. It's planned for October this year, and the total number of people to attend is limited. I'll share more with you about how you can add your name toward the end of this podcast, simply as one who's interested. We'll be confirming those who will register very soon, so don't delay or you could miss the opportunity. I'm really looking forward to this intimate tour, limited to 30 people total, and I really hope you'll be among them. With the past few podcasts, I've had us consider what God has said through his prophets about what we are to expect in 2025 as God intervenes in the affairs of humanity worldwide. As I sought God for understanding of what we as God's people can expect this year, I heard four words: healing, deliverance, restoration, and transformation. Keep these in mind, because this is not what the wicked and unrepentant people can expect. This is what God's people can expect. God has many times reminded us of his deliverance of his people from the wicked, oppressive Pharaoh of Egypt, as we read in the book of Exodus, with the explanation that we are living in a time where we can expect an even greater deliverance. And based on seeking the Lord and the common theme I hear from God's modern-day proven prophets, I believe this year of 2025 is the year we will experience this greater exodus. God has been warning us about the plans of the enemy, and through Julie Green on January 13, 2025, God specifically told his people to be on high alert. I'll share more of what God said through Julie in a bit, but the point I believe God is earnestly stressing at this time is the certainty of God's ways. God has plainly revealed the existence of good and evil, truth and deception, life and death. God has given us a free will and has provided clear guidance for peaceful and prosperous living. God has made clear when anyone fails to live according to his revealed ways, they will suffer the consequences of their own choices. Further, God is ever at work to cause people who have not chosen to live according to his ways to reconsider their ways and choose to be restored to him. God, the creator of all life, wants all people to choose life. However, in reality, not all do. I believe God has been exposing all manner of evil wherever it exists since 2020 to this day to cause people to wake up to the truth regarding their choices and to have an opportunity to deliberately choose life. So today's podcast is focused on helping people everywhere have a better understanding of God and his ways so they choose to willingly place their faith in Jesus and escape the judgment against the unrepentant that God is sending beginning this year of 2025. I know there's a lot of headline news to consider, but when I stepped back and I viewed current events collectively, it seemed the most essential message God is sending at this time is the importance of choosing God and his ways. Everything God has been doing is for the purpose of bringing people to be restored to God the Father through faith in Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, and there seems to be a special urgency in the atmosphere. There are many times when I'm prayerfully speaking or teaching when I hear a string of words come out of my mouth that are really impressive. Well, that's evidence of the Holy Spirit's guidance, and I want to share three of them with you today. The first statement is this: God's love is unconditional, but his promises aren't. When it comes to God's love for us, there is nothing we can do to cause him to love us any more or any less. His love for us is unconditional and ever-flowing in our behalf. However, when it comes to receiving his promises, there are conditions he reveals we must satisfy before he will fulfill the promise. Take salvation, for example. In order for a person to become rightly related with God, we must first confess we believe in Jesus as the promised Redeemer and receive him as our personal Lord by faith. Once a person genuinely believes and receives Jesus in these terms, they are instantly transformed from a natural-born sinner estranged from God to a spiritually supernatural reborn saint eternally reunited with God as one of his children. There are a few promises of God that are not conditional, such as the second coming of Jesus. That will be fulfilled no matter what we believe or do. But the vast majority of God's promises for us are conditional. That is, there are terms and conditions God reveals we must satisfy to experience his promises. God makes all sorts of promises. Some are promises for judgment and suffering. Some are promises for victory and blessings. In nearly all of his promises, God reveals conditions for fulfillment. Consider 2 Chronicles 7:13 and 14, which reads, "When I shut up the heavens so there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land." End quote. Why would God prevent rain or command locusts to devour the land or send a plague? It's right there in the passage, to get people's attention, to cause them to realize their wicked ways and to restore their devotion to God. Then he hears their cries, forgives them, and heals their land. Consider the story of Jonah. God sent him to warn the people of Nineveh that God was going to destroy their city because of their wickedness. When the citizens heard the prophecy, they repented and fasted. In response, God did not destroy Nineveh. Now, repentance wasn't a stated condition in what Jonah actually said, but the blessings of repentance is a known pattern because God has repeatedly revealed it. I believe the people of all the nations of the world today are facing the same dire warning for judgment of wickedness that carries with it the opportunity for escape by repentance. If we are discerning what God has been revealing, his judgment and justice will be evident from January to March of this year especially, though not fully administered until later this year and into 2026. God has revealed the evil conditions in the world to wake his people up and to warn those who are perpetrating evil to repent before he administers his judgment. God has also revealed the condition of his people and the church itself, so we have a chance to repent before his judgment. Remember, 1 Peter 4:17 states, "Judgment begins with the house of the Lord." According to the pattern of the Exodus, once God administers his judgment, then he administers his justice. I pray we keep all this in mind in the days to come when we will see God at work, judging evil, which is certain to be very difficult to observe. However, we'll be observing it knowing it is essential as a precursor to God administering his justice for his people. This brings me to my second Holy Spirit-inspired statement, which is, just because God is sovereign over all doesn't make him responsible for all. God has chosen to limit his intervention in humanity to our own free will, our personal choices. When we choose to live according to his revealed ways that lead to life, we enjoy all the good promises he's given. Conversely, when we choose to live in ways that are contrary to his revealed will, which lead to death, we suffer the consequences of our choices. God is not responsible for the wickedness and evil humans choose to engage in. He does, however, always and with tremendous long-suffering, do everything needed to guide people who are living against his will to repent and be restored to him. We talk a lot about the evil that's operated through governments, banking institutions, non-governmental organizations, corporations, institutions, and more, and we must be aware of these so we can push evil back. However, it is people who run governments, banking institutions, non-government organizations, and so on, so it is the individual God is addressing. For this reason, I want us to take a serious look at ourselves, to make an honest assessment individually. So let's start by re-examining what we believe about God and about ourselves to make certain we are aligned with truth. Then we can have a confident and expectant faith God will work in our behalf. When we know we have satisfied the conditions of God's promises, since God cannot lie, we know we will enjoy the fulfillment of his good promises. To have a confident, expectant faith in God's promises is to have a faith that is not mixed with doubt or fear. Doubt and fear come from not being certain of a matter. Not being certain can easily be addressed by searching out more evidence, truth, and facts. We may have doubt and fear about who God is, about his character, will, or intentions. We may have doubt and fear God will work in our behalf because of our own character, will, and intentions. We may have doubt and fear because we can't figure a way. We just can't understand how God could possibly solve this or that. If you can, jot down areas where you have doubt and fear so we can address that today and change things so you can be confident you are in position to receive God's promises. Let's consider the character, will, and intentions of God. First, God is the creator of all that exists. He is all-powerful. There is no one who has power to match his. He is absolute truth. All truth comes from him. He is holy, and there is no evil in him. He is love, and everything he does is motivated by his love. He is righteous, requiring those who belong to him to be righteous, which we know is a process of cooperation with the Holy Spirit to be transformed. His will for all of his people is to be restored into a right-standing, intimate relationship with him, which is why he personally paved the way for anyone who wants to be in relationship with God to be able to through faith in Jesus. His intentions are ever and only for the good of all people. His intentions are to work all things together that we discover him and choose to be restored into a right relationship with him. So with that exceedingly brief description, there should be no reason for anyone to not want to be in a right relationship with God. There is nothing to doubt or fear concerning God, unless you're living opposed to him. When it comes to awareness of ourselves and our own character, will, and intentions, if we're honest, we have to admit, apart from God, there is no good thing in any one of us. However, when any one of us place our faith in Jesus, God personally transforms us, thereby qualifying us to be one of his children and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. All our sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven, and we are placed in right standing with God. This miraculous transformation means we have no reason to doubt if God will work in our behalf, because he has already transformed us. The conditions to receive all of God's promises are met in our placing our faith in Jesus, believing him as our Savior, and receiving him as our Lord. We may have doubt and fear because we don't understand, we cannot figure out, or we can't see how God could possibly resolve whatever issue we're suffering. Well, that's where we must go back to a proper understanding of God's character, will, and intentions, emphasizing he is supernatural, the creator of all that exists, able to undo any evil the enemy, Satan, has caused. I've said before, if we can explain how God performed a miracle, then it wasn't a miracle. And that brings me to my third Holy Spirit-inspired statement, which is, anytime you give up on anything, you're giving up on God. Because we have lived through a time when God is confronting all evil wherever it exists within the seven mountains of influence, the church, government, family, business, education, media, and arts/entertainment. And because these mountains are all run by people, God is reaching out to every individual to cause them to reconsider their ways, their choices. This means each one of us is faced with the task of considering our own ways. When God wants people to seriously consider their ways, he has us encounter situations, circumstances, and people who either challenge or reveal our ways. Are we living according to God's revealed will or according to our own will? What is the likely outcome of our current ways, and is that the future we really want for ourselves? God ferrets out people who are for him and people who are not for our sakes. He already knows which is which, but he wants us to know so that when he intervenes, we see the righteousness of his judgment and justice. God has been revealing the individuals who are behind the extensive evil and corruption that has made tremendous advancements. First, to give them a chance to repent. And second, to make public those who do not are receiving the judgment according to their own choices. I know life has been exceedingly difficult, to say the least, especially these past 4 years. What we're learning the globalists have done, the gross crimes against humanity they have committed, how the governments of the world are woefully infiltrated with evil-intentioned people willing to create tragedies to be used for the advancement of their evil agenda, such as the Maui fires, Hurricane Helene, and the California fires, how they've been poisoning us through our food, water, soil, and air, and intentionally withholding the help people need to survive these tragedies. We are learning more about the globalist deeds in all countries around the world: Canada, the UK, Australia, Italy, the Ukraine, China, North Korea, and the global organizations such as the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And these are just a few examples. But add to this the personal trials we are suffering, and it may seem to some that the advancement of evil is just too big even for God to overcome. I understand the tendency to have that thought, but I beg you not to let that thought take root in your heart or mind. Hear me on this. There is no power greater than God. Satan and all of his evil minions doing his bidding combined will never be able to overpower God. Never. Just as God is revealing the evildoers and the non-repentant at this time, so is he revealing his true children. This long-term exposure of evil is also strengthening the faith of God's genuine children, those who are coming into their God-intended destinies, who will soon be positioned as co-laborers with Christ, pushing back evil, restoring righteousness in all the mountains of influence, where the people of the world will again rejoice because the righteous are ruling. Through all of this, true children of God have had the opportunity to stand firm upon the promises of God, all of them, which includes that we as God's children have all the authority and power of Jesus at our disposal, along with the mandate to subdue and occupy the earth against evil until Jesus returns. Looking back, we can see God has worked from 2020 through the end of 2024 to expose all manner of evil and corruption wherever it exists. Now, with this year of 2025, God has declared he will visibly be showing up and dealing with all evil and corruption. God has said through Hank Kuhneman that he is fighting for us this year. God knows we are weary because it has been a very long time of opposition for his people. But God is fighting for us. As God is dismantling and exposing evil, Satan and his followers are thrown into a panic, deceived by their own derangement that they actually can have victory over God, so they attempt even more evil to try to maintain the upper hand they've had for so long. God has told us to expect this and to know when this happens, to rejoice, because it is evidence of his intervention. God has revealed, while he is at work in our behalf, we can expect the chaos, destruction, and fear to increase, that is, for those who don't properly know God. However, for those of us who do properly know God, who by regular personal assessment and repentance of any sin in our life, we can have every confidence God will work in our behalf and we will receive the fulfillment of his good promises. Speaking prophetically through Julie Green on January 13th, God warns us, and I loosely quote, "Your enemies thought this was their year. The enemy is desperately trying to hold on to his power and control, so he is launching his greatest efforts through the people he has deceived into doing his bidding. Your enemies wanted death on a massive scale, never before seen. They wanted the fall of nations who are not part of their global tyranny. They wanted martial law and totalitarianism worldwide. They thought this was their year that they would rule over the nations and bring the beast system to control the world in every way. They planned to depopulate the earth, destroy my church, and destroy any strength of faith my people had left. They have been infiltrating my church, sneaking in with their pastors and man-made doctrines to deceive the church into believing a lie. They weakened congregations year after year until my church believed their words, not mine, making my people no longer a threat to them, because my people are not aware of their authority that could rip their power away from them. This was the year your enemies planned to start World War III and bring the masses under their submission. With the church no longer standing in their way, they expected to achieve world dominance. Do you understand why they must see me and fall in such a way they will not ever recover from? This will not be the year of death they intended, but the year of my glory. My children, your enemies are in a state of confusion they have never known, and in a panic they won't get relief from. This is the time for them to be cut off and removed in unprecedented ways. My children, a glorious restoration is taking place in every part of your life, so rejoice. I am on your side. I will not fail you, and I will restore it all back to you. End quote. Remember the four words I got regarding this year? Healing, deliverance, restoration, and transformation. I ask you to claim these words as promises from God to be fulfilled in your life this year. Any of us who have intentionally made the choice to be in right relationship with God the Father through faith in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit are in right standing to receive the promises of God. Any of us who regularly examine ourselves to identify and repent of any sin that would hinder the fullness of God's promises have every reason to expect God's abundant provision. And any of us who have faith and do not doubt God is who He says He is and He will do what He says He will do, have every reason to rejoice even now as God administers His judgment, knowing His justice will follow. Think of God's people at the time of the Exodus. The 10 plagues God sent fell upon Pharaoh and the Egyptian people. God's people did not experience the plagues. And we read some Egyptians chose to be aligned with the God of the Hebrews, and these people were also spared. God promised His people if they did as He instructed on the night of that last plague, they would be spared from the angel of death. God instructed them to prepare the Passover meal in a specific manner and to place the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of their home, to be dressed ready to travel and prepared to leave at a moment's notice. Then, at the right time, God led His people out of the bondage of slavery and oppression of the evil Pharaoh. But not only were they freed, the Egyptians, wanting them to leave with their God, who had inflicted them severely, showered them with all manner of wealth and provision. This is what is in store for God's people in the days, weeks, and months ahead. As history testifies, God is who He says He is, and He will do what He says He will do. It is my prayer that today's podcast has helped convince many to intentionally be aligned with God, to willingly become a child of God, confident you are in position to receive all the good promises of God. I pray that many repent from their years of unbelief, doubt, and fear, and for the church, meaning the corporate body of all believers in Christ worldwide, to become the ecclesia God has always intended, where we wield Christ's authority and power over evil, causing it to be pushed back and under our feet. May we truly come to live in the total victory Christ died to give us. Now that January is more established, I'm expecting to hear back from those I've invited to be my guest on this podcast. I don't have confirmations yet, but you can expect me to help us all discern what God wants us to know so we as His children do what He wants us to do and experience His kingdom will done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I ask you to listen to my closing announcements and to take advantage of the many goods and services I bring you in an effort to at least cover the cost of this podcast. The first announcement is about the Greece trip that we are in the process of finalizing. If you think you want to be part of that, please be sure to send me the email according to the directions. Deadlines for registering are looming. It may seem far off, but most people make plans for a significant vacation about a year in advance. So if you haven't already expressed interest in traveling with us in October 2025, now is the time to do so. We want to have about 30 people total because this size group works best for the specific tour I have in mind. We'll be walking the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. I'm using the time between now and February 2025 to determine if we have enough interest. And the trend indicates we definitely should. We have just about 30 people on the list now, but I'd like to have more because When it comes to the actual day of making a commitment, things could have changed, and I want to be able to have at least 30 actually attend the tour. So, if you think you'd like to be part of the Faith to Live By Christian Tour with me in Greece during October 2025, now is the time to get your name and number in your party on the list. There's no obligation at this point. You're just expressing your interest. While the specific details are subject to change, as it stands now, the week-long tour will include 4 nights at Divani Palace Acropolis Hotel in Athens, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Amelia Hotel in Delphi, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Grand Meteora Hotel in Kalambaka with breakfast, 2 nights at Mediterranean Palace Hotel in Thessaloniki, that includes breakfast, 2 dinners at local restaurants, tour guide throughout, deluxe coach throughout, admissions to museums and sites, tips to guides, drivers, and restaurants, and all local taxes. Estimated cost per person double occupancy room is about $3,000. Attendees need to arrange their own air travel to and from the Athens International Airport. To get your name on the list, send an email to faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com with the word Greece in the subject line. In the body of the email, provide your name, contact information, and number of people you expect to be in your party. This will place your name on the interested in attending list, but does not obligate you in any way. It merely assures you have first right of refusal come February 2025 when down payments are due. If you didn't get the details written down that I just shared, simply visit my Beyond the Podcast page using the link in the show notes. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, and consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how not only to use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so more Christians are learning how to share their faith. You can learn more by using the link in the show notes. For now, I offer my weekly podcast, my blog, and bi-monthly e-newsletter at no cost. And certainly, I have hard costs associated with doing all I do. If you've been blessed by my work and would like to help my work reach others, why not consider partnering with me? For as little as $10 a month, you can become a partner. Then together, we can reach even more people for Jesus. Simply visit my Pamela Christian Ministries homepage and then click on the Give button at the top menu bar. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to the Give page using the link in the show notes. To become a partner, you can use my PayPal or Venmo account, but you will also see other ways you can support my work on that page. Whether you choose to become a monthly partner, give a one-time donation, purchase my books and products from my web store, or support my affiliate sponsors, anything you can do to help me continue this work would be greatly appreciated. And as always, your prayers and telling others about me and my ministry work is much needed. When it comes to my selection of affiliate sponsors, I first look for Christian-owned and operated businesses, and I make a point of personally using the products or services so I can fully endorse them. I seek sponsors that offer products or services you can get via the internet worldwide, and I specifically consider what is common to most people universally. So you'll find health, beauty, and wellness products through Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements and from Operation Tomahawk and from QE Strong. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements are truly amazing and are available to my listeners for a 5% discount per purchase or a 10% discount for a monthly subscription using the promo code FTLB. Operation Tomahawk is a membership purchase program with an American-owned and operated company offering personal and household care products that are not made of toxins or genetically modified ingredients. Stop buying national brands from corporations that are part of the deep state cabal. Use the link in the show notes, and from the drop-down menu under How Did You Hear About Us, select Pamela Christian, Faith to Live By. You may have heard my interview with Rob Renee about QE Strong. Discover the benefits of quantum energy to overcome all sorts of ailments. Visit QEStrong.com and use the promo code FTLB at checkout to receive your discount. Then, my newest affiliate I'm really excited to bring you is Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming Television. People with United States addresses can get over 3,000 channels, including live TV with streaming television, without a contract. Get all of your local networks and favorite movie and sports and pay-per-view channels for about half of what cable costs. See the video promo link in the show notes to learn more. Affiliate sponsors only provide financial support to me when you purchase what they offer. So before you support Amazon or any other retailer, if I offer what you're looking for, please purchase through me. When it comes to special occasions, birthdays, or Christmas gifts, consider my books, jewelry, CDs, and more from my web store or any of the affiliate goods and services I offer. When you purchase from my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to receive a 20% discount. Again, you'll find all the links in the show notes. If you like the content and resource material I bring you with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover much more on social media than I can with this weekly podcast. And if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. I offer encouragement, special offers, and one of my signature recipes with each and every edition. Yep, I'm a foodie and I love to entertain, which is why faith, family, friends, and food is a bonus segment of my bi-monthly e-newsletter. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page, Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. On that page, I also ask you to help me learn more about you and what you want by completing the form visible once you scroll down that page. And something that is very easy for you to do and would mean a lot to me is for you to rate, subscribe, or comment on this podcast according to what your preferred listening platform allows. You know how it works. The more likes and subscriptions to this podcast, the more opportunity we have to expand the listening audience. And that means we can reach more people with the gospel message of Jesus while helping people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.